This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So you've done some physical shoots in the past, some big movie, which will go unnamed. And how does this compare? I mean, is this what you, how physical is this to what you expected going in?
I mean, I think that it's still very new for me to shoot action movies, and I honestly feel that after Avatar, I became sort of like a beast when it comes to like action. I'm so hungry for it, and I want to do all my stunts, and I'm all bruised up and everything, and so I'm still at that phase where I want to do everything myself and get beaten up. Tons of fun.
Guns and what we saw. Is there a lot of gun training, a lot of military?
Yes. Gun training, a lot of physical training too. I had to gain a couple of pounds so that I can be able to hold those weapons for more than 8 hours a day, because they're pretty heavy. And it's I don't know, like, but I love that kind of shit. Like I really love when I'm pushed physically, and it's not just like a mental research of what a character's supposed to do.
Can you tell us a little about your character?
She's a snake. Therefore, she doesn't really know. You don't really know what she's hiding up her sleeve. She definitely has her own prerogative, and it's very meaningful for her. Therefore, she's trying her best to play her cards right. But Jeffrey's character, Clay, just gets to her. There's just something about him that she's unable to kind of like fulfill her task, her mission.
Well, in the comics, I mean, I know that the storyline kind of goes that the losers are a group of these guys, and then she comes in, you know, from the outside, and not only is their connection to the broader world and what they're trying to do, but is also really mysterious for them. So, I mean, as you're playing that, I mean, it seems like you've got a lot of personal choices to make about the character that aren't in the script per se or aren't going to come out immediately. And what's that been like to kind of hold a lot back as you're doing a movie with these guys?
It's hard. Because it's you also have to let the characters in the scene determine, you know, the beat of the tonality of how it's gonna turn what's the word, desarrollarse, unfold. So it's definitely been hard, because usually we get female roles are always so what you see is what you get. So to be granted the opportunity to play something that is very complex and overly layered and everything, it's just as hard, I guess, because I'm not used to it.
We hear you doing a lot of your own stunts.
Yeah. Well, I think, thank God, because of my athletic background, I'm able to be thrown across the tape, the room, and do all my kicks and everything. But let me tell you, it's only like my third action movie, so I'm pretty sure that 5 years from now, I might not be saying or doing the same thing. I'd be like, I'll just let the stunt person do it, you know. But so far, it's very exciting.
It's like they say, you know, like you get a chance to skydive, do it once while you're young, right? I mean,
I like to think that I'm still young, so therefore, like, hips aren't still hurting, you know? Knees are fine, they're not swelling, so let's just do it. But it was a lot of fun, and to be able to, you know, to tap into my role and not only drop her and have somebody else pick up, even though the stunt people are doing a marvelous job, but if I can do it, why would I let somebody else finish it when I can do it myself?
Can you talk about the scene that you guys were filming today?
This is when, after the revelation of who she really is and what she's been trying to do the entire movie, she has that confrontation with Clay, and they have a lot to deal with right now, because there is a very strong attraction between these characters, but because of the circumstances that are going to bind them for the rest of their lives, I don't know what are the possibilities of them sort of making it as a relationship, as a personal relationship. It's pretty fucked up.
What's it like for you? I mean, you signed on, you're in Star Trek, which is obviously a franchise, and you're signing on to this, which could conceivably, you know, be a franchise. I'm not sure what happens with your character, obviously, but how is that for you to sign on to something that could be a multi-picture kind of thing?
That far. I'm definitely not. I wish I was one of those actors that's very business oriented, but I live day to day, project to project, character to character, and I just want to play characters that were different from the ones that I played on recent films or anything, and just continue growing. And you know, if they happen to be a three-picture deal that end up helping me pay my mortgage for three more years, like, ding, 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 ding. But I don't really, you know, get as far as thinking about that.
Well, I definitely have to ask. Obviously, Star Trek was incredibly well-reviewed. Fans absolutely loved it. How excited are you? Obviously, they're writing the sequel now. I heard that they're trying to get the script done for December. How excited are you to go back to that world and that universe?
Well, they're perks. They're besides the financial perks of signing on to films that turn into franchises, is that if you get to work with the actors and the director all over again. Sometimes I almost feel like a 3-month experience for a film that will last forever is not fair for the actor. Because what you guys get to watch, that's for you. We do that for you. The part of shooting the movie, that's for me. I take all those memories and that experience with me. And to get to go back to Star Trek and see Chris's baby blue eyes and get to kiss Spock, Zachary, I think it's wonderful, and to work with JJ. And I couldn't have been in a better environment, from like the writers to the producers to JJ. So to get to relive that experience in another adventure in space, it's kind of like awesome. I'm not looking forward to the dress, though. It just means I have to like hit the gym 2 months before we start shooting, so I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, I mean, that's in this character, you know, they got you all tatted up, you got your medal in. I mean, how much does that help you kind of throw yourself into an action movie character when you get to kind of get tough in that sense, you know?
Against my will, you know, I read the comic. I knew the kind of person that Aisha was, but an actor can say it's like, oh, trust me, I don't put myself in my roles. You fucking do, and you have to tear yourself apart from a role. And Sylvana fought me tooth and nail for all this metal. I was like, I don't know, it's slutty. I don't know, it's kind of dirty. And he's like, trust me, Zoe. Like, she has it in the comic. She is a feisty person. She lives on the edge. Separate yourself. I'm like, I'm totally separate from Aisha. But I wasn't until everything came on the camera test. I had the gun, all the tattoos. I'm like, I was so stoked. It was so, it all made sense, you know?
Is there a story behind any of the tattoos?
No, because my research drove me to believe that if she's a spy, if she's like a lethal weapon, the worst thing you can do is tattoo yourself, because you're just branding yourself and they can find you quickly. But it didn't matter. I don't think she really cares, gives a shit about that. This can all easily be covered and she can just continue. This can be taken off. So that was where my analytical research part came in. But Sylvan was very much like, there's certain things that I can part with us not being completely similar to the comic, and certain things I need to have. And he goes, trust me, it's all going to make sense. And he was right, it really did.
You mentioned reading the graphic novel. Is there anything you were able to take from that for your character that you're going to adapt to the film?
Say it again?
Was there anything in the graphic novel that really connected with you that you were able to take and adapt to make your own film?
I mean, there's one image of her when she stabs like this man, and then she licks the knife. I mean, it just lets you know the kind of person that she is. That even though, you know, she has a principle of always trying to make justice for women and children and whatever seems wrong or whatever, but she's also, I mean, ruthless. A ruthless fucking assassin, and I like that about her. There's a masculinity that she has that she doesn't compromise herself. You know,
that aspect of character what attracted you to the role. That aspect of character what attracted you to the film.
Yeah. She was just like a savage animal. You know, I like that.
Do you play out the scene you just mentioned on film?
No, it's PG-13.
Can't lick blood off the knife.
I know you've been on set for a while, but did you read the reaction to Avatar Day? And what's your thoughts on all that?
And so fun. I was here at one of the theaters when they showed the 16 minutes, and we had some press go by, and it was just amazing. I had seen 25 minutes of the film back in Europe earlier this summer when we all went to the Cinexpo that for Fox, and they were inviting everybody from the studio, and we all went there and we showed those 25 minutes, and it was just absolutely amazing. So to see the shocks that people are having now, it's not like I'm not getting cocky with it, not at all, completely the opposite. It's expected, like, because I have the same face. So it's almost like I'm like this, and when I look, I'm like, oh, of course you're going to be like that. I'm like that, and I was in it, so.
By the way, last question. Well, then I guess one thing better for Losers is, I mean, you know, you like these kind of aggressive elements of character. How is it like playing in the Boys Club with all the rest of the guys? You know, I mean, obviously, you know, the part of the characters for them and part of hanging out with all these actors is that they can sit around and bullshit and all that. I mean, do you get aggressive and playing around and screwing around with the guys like they have?
I don't know what it is. Like, I seem very, very feminine, like on the outside, but on the inside, I'm having a hard time understanding. Like, I never take off my jeans. Like, in my mind, I never take off my jeans. I never stop burping. Like, it's just, it's all these. I have no class whatsoever. I look like I do, and that's fine. That's all I need. And for some reason, I keep gravitating towards characters or films that where I'm the only woman. And it's kind of hot. It's really
hot. Listen there, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your lunch. I'm so sorry. Go back to you. I hope it's not cold.
Appreciate it.